This is episode 4. Sorry. I was taking a huge dump. So, here's a story for you to cheer you up a little bit. So, yesterday I was high on caffeine. Caffeine, all shit with caffeine. They make me so dramatic and sad. Like, you listen, this is what I said to my mom when I was high on caffeine. I said this: Mom, why you don't love me? I feel like I have nothing left but you, but you don't love me. Okay, that's really dramatic. And not true, because my mom does love me. So, but here's the thing. I didn't drink coffee or tea. But all those caffeines, it came from those, you know, coffee flavor moon pies, like little cakes. Like it the shape is like a moon pie. Yeah. So it was like 7 p.m. or maybe 8. My mom likes to sleep really early at night, so my mom is like halfway to her sleep, and I interrupted her, so I did this. It was really funny, so I did this. Mom, I think I saw something moving on the wall, Mom. It was a shadow, Mom. It's moving. And my mom said this. She was close to her sleep, but not yet. So she said this. Then close your damn eyes and pray. And fortunately, like, in the end, I realized that the shadow, it was the fan, the electric fan. So it's kind of funny. So for me though, so my mom was really upset because I annoyed her, so she yelled back at me in mean Chinese. I really don't know how to deal with that. I can't help it. I can't help that because my grandparents, they are immigrants from like southern China, something like in Guangdong, something. So, if my grandparents had taken a different boat, they would have probably gone to America instead of Thailand, you know. Like, who knows, like. So I imagine my grandparents from southern China talking together. My granddad, his name was Ah Quang, and my grandma, her name was Ah Yi. So this is my pure imagination. So it goes. Aiya, aiya, Yi, we're on Wangboda. And his girlfriend, Ai, was like, Hey, yeah, fuck it, Ah Guang, wherever the boat take us, just fucking settle there. So, yeah, yesterday, I got scolded in mean Chinese, don't understand a fucking word, but was quite sure they're cuss words. Something, like something about being a pig, and... You know, I'll make a joke about that later. Like, when you got scolded in, like, some other languages and you don't have a fucking idea about it. So, so I was being disrespectful to my mom yesterday. But pardon me, I was really high on caffeine from them little cakes, you know. So I said this to my mom. I was really sorry. So I said this. Shut up, bitch. You have no education. And that sentence awakened her. Like, she's totally up. She's not sleepy anymore. So she's like, yeah, right, I have no education, but I tried hard enough because all my kids has one. Now, you can't talk to me like that, kid. That was disrespectful. Something like that. But my mom, after saying that, my mom was like, oh, anyway, I'm going back to my sleep. And she said this, like, in her sleepy voice. Now I'm up for a real lecture. If you want some. So I was like, yo, mom, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. It was them five rich cappuccino little cupcakes from dinner. And she yupped and went back to her sleep. Keep it straight. Get your shit together. Yeah. Huh. But believe me, I never did get my shit together. I never did. So, but, you know, the problem, real problem between me and my mom is that, me and her kind of have this trust issue. Now that sounds serious. It's only when she's at sleep and I stand near her and she will feel uncomfortable thinking her daughter will hurt her. Now that's not true. Anyway, mom thinks I'm a big slob. In fact, I am not a big slob. I was just an introverted screen sitter hyphen snob. Not slob, snob. So, I know lots of things. I know lots of stops that people don't know, but I just know it. I can't do shit. I can't, like, you know, do some real shit like kids supposed to, you know, grow up and deal with themselves, like, get a driver's license, like, work. So, kids my age can do lots of things, but I will not expose my age. No. But kids my age can do lots of things. In America, they are probably working night shift, saving up for their college, and hoping to get a scholarship. Actually, I don't really want to brag about it, but I got a scholarship once in business. It was a corporate university somewhere in Bangkok, and my family didn't agree for some reasons. I don't know. I don't really know what the reasons are. But I didn't really care because I don't like business that much. I kind of like it because my family, we own this business. But I don't like it that much. You have to, you know, deal with people, all the complaints and stuffs. So I refused the scholarship. So, I imagine that my family is actually hipster family, you know, hashtag hipsters shoulders shrugged. And my mom go like, what? Cooperate University? A job guarantee? Nah. You know we don't like to work. Why offer a job? My daughter's gonna major in something like literature and shit because she likes poems, and she's gonna work at Starbucks with her bike parked in front while her friends get married and have kids and houses and cars. Those corporated people come out of boxes all the fucking same. And she was shaking her head. Hashtag hipsters shoulder shrug. We didn't like to work. We didn't like to, like, get a job. That kind of stuff. So, here in Thailand, kids my age, the majority of them have a motorcycle / moped license. But, like I said, I do not have that. So, but according to how cool they are, you know, like nerds, mopeds, cool guys, motorcycles. And I can't overrate any of that shit. Yeah. I'm living a life to say fuck you to everybody. You have a moped license? Fuck you. You offer me a full scholarship? Fuck you. I literally did that, always. And in return, I was treated like shit, except for English class. It was the English as the second language in Thailand, so people would come to me and beg me to proofread their essays and shit. I was so proud. I got like 97 out of 100. In a punctuation test, I shared the top score in English 2 in an American high school with this other white kid, Jamie. The whole class was surprised. This Asian Nate who actually knows how to use their punctuation marks better than them. Like I said, my purpose of life is to say fuck you to people. You've been American all your life and didn't care to use them punctuations properly? Fuck you. So, did I tell you before that I was an exchange student in the States? No, but now you know. So, yeah, I did that for like 10 months. And after I came back from the exchange year, I did something terrible. I did something really terrible. Really. So, here's the story. There's this girl. I can't really say the word girl. I think I have speech impediment, but who cares? So, there's this lady, young lady. let she go by Nina. So Nina is really loyal to my proofreading. She used me every time we assign essay. But here's the thing. Her idea was poorly arranged and redundant. She say my name is John. I'm a man. I used to be a boy, but now I'm a man. And I really like girls because I'm a boy, which turned into a man after all these years. She wrote things like this. words, but I didn't say a damn thing about that. Because my real problem with her essays is she misspells a bunch of words, quite a lot. And I had this weird morality. I know that in Thailand, teachers don't get that learning disability exists. It fucking exists. You know, like when you like write a letter J wrong way, things like that. By the way, I used to do that because I used to think that letter J is capital letter J is an umbrella. So, and I'm right-handed, so I hold an umbrella this way, and I write letter J. I used to write letter J, capital J, the wrong way. So I think learning disability really exists, but Thai teachers don't believe that. There are three ways for them. So it's either you have this physical disability, or you're stupid with low IQ like Forrest Gump, or you are lazy and you don't put any effort in it. Sorry for my mispronounce. So, mistress. So, I don't think it's that simple, because my friend Nina here is definitely not stupid. To be honest, she took notes like way more than me. She gets it when you say it aloud, but when it comes to reading and writing, she struggles. She was bitter. So, here's what I said to her after helping out with her essay. What I said was, bad news. Hey, Nina. Hey, I have something to discuss with you. So have you ever, and then I sounded like a TV shopping ad. It always starts with have you ever this and that, like have you ever come on a TV or things like that. So you know what I'm talking about, right? So I said, Nina, honey, have you ever observed people around you, you know, when they write and read? Did you see that they can do it so easily and you have to try really, really hard, like always? And she nodded. She fucking agreed with me. So then I sounded more like I was about to sell some things like food supplement, like some tablets or some fish oil pills that would turn her into an Albert Einstein and fucking invent a Manhattan project something. But no joking though, they have that kind of pills on TV shopping somewhere. I really like to mess with TV shopping full of like some nonsense. I did that though on the third episode. You should check it out if you haven't. So I talked to Nina. Nina, you know, right? You always have to try harder than everybody else. Nobody probably didn't mention that shit before because they don't know a lot of shit. But I know stuff, and I think you're suffering from I think it was dyslexia. And I fucking prepare some examples of people who are who were celebrities and who are successful, Like, I have some examples to show her. I prepare that shit. So I said, "Hey, Nina, you know what? It's fine. They say Albert Einstein had it too. Now that's a type of learning disability a genius has." And I ended with this. "But you know what? I'm not 100% certain. You should like get it all checked out." And I left. And I left that bitch after convincing someone for having dyslexia, which is a big deal, but I didn't realize I was young. I was like young. So a year later, I felt bad. Because that was a bad gesture. Because I didn't do it that for her. Now, I did that for myself, for me. I did that so I can be proud about it. Yeah, I'm Nate. I know shit. And that's all that matters. Fuck you. But, hey. She spelled congratulations. Contractulations. She fucking has it. Fuck her. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, guys.